It is time for our Senior Moments program for this week.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And we are happy to welcome to the studios and the Senior Moments show for this week, Lisa Alexander, who is the program director with Napa UMaine. Lisa, welcome in.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
You bet. Glad to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about the pet connection with seniors. And you've got one of my favorite things, a top 10 list.
I do. Can't I have a top 10 list. I heard Ron Kraft, the president of Napa Valley College, on your show the other day, and he had a really fun top 10 list, so I thought I would share one that I borrowed from our social media in honor of October, which is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Excellent. What does your top 10 list include?
So, I guess number 10, we can go backwards like Dave Letterman. Dogs are always happy to see you. Whether you're gone for a month or 5 minutes, your dog will be there waiting, tail wagging, going completely bonkers when
That's
you come
good point.
Home.
Yeah, you rarely find an indifferent dog.
No, right? No. My dog's got an awful lot of wiggle, so it's one of my favorite things about coming home. Number 9, dogs are cheaper than therapists. Dogs naturally ease depression, reduce anxiety, improve self-esteem, even when they struggle with some of those issues themselves.
Although you never have to take your therapist in to have their nails trimmed.
No, and that can be anxiety inducing for sure. Number 8, dogs offer an alternative energy source, naturally brightening and warming your day without batteries, electricity, or recharging. Let's see. And next up, dogs are like Buddhists. Dogs naturally find beauty in all things, even smelly dead things sometimes. So, dogs are also natural healers. No need for medical school. Dogs reduce stress, improve heart health, strengthen immunity, and some studies suggest they can even prevent allergies. So kind of a panacea. It is right, yes. Dogs are overachievers. When left alone, they may go searching for do-it-yourself projects on Pinterest, like 5 ways to tip over the garbage can without making a mess. Dogs always root for the underdog. As we know, dogs make wonderful supportive companions for those with physical or emotional challenges, great companions for seniors, as well as children with learning disabilities. Dogs make great security guards, often protecting your home from squirrels, or mine likes to protect the home from the mail carrier. So I always know when a package has arrived. Dogs think that you are a rock star. No matter how the rest of the world sees you or how you're feeling in your dog's eyes, you are definitely the coolest person ever. And then the number one reason to adopt a shelter dog, dogs always do the right thing. Aside from the occasional distraction, like the Pinterest that we were talking about above, they are never cruel, dishonest, or judgmental. They're always grateful, kind, loyal, brave, and they generally want to make things better.
I don't know. I have to take issue with that one. what about when you leave that steak on the kitchen table while you're checking the grill, and then you come back and the dog has taken it? That's dishonest, and
You've
they know
got
it.
Me there.
They
yeah.
know it when they do that, right?
I think my dog thinks that he's kind of earned that one.
It's also the, like, look, I'm a dog. What do you expect me to do? It's your fault. So what does being the program director at Napa UMaine mean? What do you do?
Well, I am in the fortunate position of directing our program. So Wendy Picha, who you have here on Thursdays, I've learned from the best, really, and kind of stepped into her shoes. We have great programs for seniors. We have a program that I'm doing later on today for humane education. So after I see you, I'll be in kindergarten teaching children how to be safe around cats and dogs. A new program that we've created is we have wellness clinics for low-income families. So really, if we see a need in the community, we can create a program to try to meet that need in terms of dogs and cats. So it's really, it's kind of the best job in the world. I couldn't think of anything better to do.
Have you always been working with animals?
No, I haven't. You know, Napa Valley native, so I definitely was in wineries and restaurants. But I'm fortunate enough to be doing what I love now.
Yeah. You know, everything you said about 10 reasons to adopt a shelter animal, a shelter dog, many people, when they get a little older, are longing for that companionship and, you know, having an animal to take care of. Sometimes you don't have much else that you're responsible for, perhaps, and so that is an important connection. The other side of that coin is, will it be a hassle? Will there be things that are difficult for me? What about taking the dog to the vet? I already have transportation issues or don't drive like I used to and so on. And how do we suggest seniors cope with those issues?
Yeah, you know, there are actually a lot of great resources in the Valley to help with that. So in terms of veterinary bills or assistance, we actually have a low-cost vaccine clinic on Fridays. So you can get vaccines for as low as $6 to take care of your pets. And then, like I said, we also have services for low-income families, so we can help with that as well. I think that the benefits definitely outweigh some of the challenges. Mm-hmm. We have a companion connection phone line where if you are having issues with your pets, you know, as you mentioned, with a dog with a stake, not all pets are as perfect as I say that my dog is. So a lot of times people do end up surrendering pets to the shelter for behavior issues. So you can call us or you can shoot me an email and we can problem solve some of those behaviors that are usually fairly easily correctable. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, if you adopt a dog that's a little bit older, you don't have the puppy issues, yes. You know, chewing up your shoes and barking at night and things like that.
We always say senior pets rock. You know, a lot of times they'll already come to you trained. They're a little bit more mellow, so more attuned to your energy level. Puppies are really cute and really great, but oh man, mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever have a puppy again. But senior pets, you know, the opportunity to give an older pet that's just waiting for a home, I mean, a lot of them are just perfect.
Yeah. Do we have any idea what the shelter status is now? How many dogs are looking for homes?
You know, I'm not sure how many are looking for homes mm-hmm. right now at the shelter, but I do know that our shelter in town does such a great job. You know, if you're not ready to make a commitment of having a pet, they have a great foster program as well. So a lot of their animals actually can go home with families at night so they can learn some habits and then they can be on the adoption floor by day.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how many are waiting for homes right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good program, the foster program.
Yeah, it's really great.
All right. So we've learned top 10 reasons why adopting a shelter dog is a good idea with Lisa Alexander from Napa Humane. Anything else we should know about?
Well, just know that if you're a senior and you need help, give me a call. I mean, they can call me at Napa Humane at 707-255-8118, extension 202 for me or the companion connection. And they can always email me at info@napahumane. So we're there for you.
Outstanding. Thanks for coming in today for our Senior Moments show.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. And that's a wrap on Senior Moments for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.